Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Brad, let's get down to business. Who have you been hanging out with?
Yeah, I caught up with Peter Gallagher. Now, you'd remember him. You know, he's had a fantastic film and Broadway career.
Oh, my gosh. Every year since 1980, I was looking at him on Wikipedia. He has never missed a year that he was either in a movie, TV show, on stage. It's incredible the way
but
how much he's worked.
But if you walk up to people on the street and you say, do you know what Peter Gallagher looks like? Have you ever heard of him? Most people would say no, because he's just a hardworking, kind of a character actor in a way, even though he's done lead roles.
Well, if you went up to 33-year-old women, I think they'd all know who he is, because he was America's favorite dad in the hit TV show The O.C., which debuted in 2003.
Huge.
So, you know, Brad, I can't argue with you on that. You got me. You nailed me.
Yeah, so he played Sandy Cohen in that, and he was fantastic. And he told me this little tidbit before we did our interview. He goes, do you know at the height of my OC powers, I came into the Scott Shannon Studios over at WPLJ, and Epic Records gave him a record deal, and he performed for you. And Patty was in there that day as well.
You remember that?
Yeah, he told the story. He goes, my record sales went through the roof that day, and then they fired him by the weekend.
The record company?
Yeah, the record company let him go 5 days later, but it was one of the great moments of his life that he performed on New York City radio.
I'm sitting in my little studio, completely blood red, embarrassed, that I didn't remember that. Oh, my God.
Well, he was a TV star becoming a musician. I mean, back then you had a bit of disdain for those sort of people, didn't you?
Yeah. Never mind.
We had Russell Crowe do the same thing, remember?
That's right. He came in too, yeah.
Russell Crowe played for us.
Yeah, but he was a turd. He was.
now, he does have a good
voice. At least he was memorable.
Yes, I remembered him.
He was a turd.
You remember the turds.
So what's Peter got going now? I hope he's not listening.
I want to give you a bit of music here from Peter. Now, he's in this show that's getting a little bit of buzz called Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist.
That's a hit. Big show.
Yeah, it's on NBC. Now, this is from the pilot where Peter, it's a truly magical moment. If anyone can see this, you'll be in tears when you watch this show. Here's Peter singing a bit of Cyndi Lauper's True Colors.
He can sing. Boy, I feel terrible. If he's listening, Peter.
He's too busy working. He doesn't listen. He can't listen.
No.
Guy does more stuff. It's amazing.
Broadway's shut down, Patty. Calm down.
He's doing TV shows. He's doing, you name
you're
it, that guy's doing
my
it.
My message. Peter, if you're listening, I apologize to you. And as soon as we get back into a studio, you come on by and you can sing again. All right? So let's go to Brad talking to him.
All right, hey, Scott, you got to set it up. He's in a Hulu movie with Andy Samberg. It's called Palm Springs. Very entertaining movie. It's fantastic as well. And here's me having a chat to Peter about his career and life.
I've dialed into the living room of Peter Gallagher. How are you, sir?
I'm all right, Brad. How you doing? Yeah. Good to see you again.
Yeah, mate. Look, we had a wild night at the premiere party of The O.C.
That was the night that we knew we had something.
I was in episode 6 of The O.C.
Which is pretty much why we got season 2. Right. Let's be honest.
Thank you. Yes. Now, mate, I love you in Palm Springs. What a movie this is. And you play a dad again.
I'm so glad to be doing anything in that movie. What I love is it has such heart. Like, you're moved by it and you laugh at it. And Andy Samberg is amazing. And Kristen Milioti is amazing. Everybody's amazing. I just love the movie. I love that it's out now.
We know you're a great performer on stage in Zoe's Exceptional Playlist. Did I get the name right on that? Zoe's
Extraordinary Playlist.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus, Brad. You used to be so much sharper a few years ago. What's my name?
Gallagher.
Thank you.
No, but in this, you straight out of the blocks in the pilot episode, you sing Cyndi Lauper's True Colors, and it's truly magical.
Now, I'm glad it was, but the key was a little high. But, you know, I'm really glad you feel that way. I swear, because we had all hits. Another reason why the show was so powerful, because all these songs already are living within us, already attached to memories and feelings and who we are. And by calling them up in these compelling circumstances, it just gives the audience permission to come along with us.
How's life for you now? You're locked down. Are you getting scripts sent to you? Is that what an actor does now during this sort of period?
Was getting scripts sent to me to shoot. We suspended and we're hoping to go back to production in the fall, but who knows? Thank God I play golf.
Oh, good.
And my buddies and I still have a regular Sunday game. We don't get anywhere close to each other, and we
Bingo.
Walk. Jack Lemmon gave me my first set of golf clubs.
Really?
Because we were doing Long Day's Journey and Tonight, and he kept talking about the AT&T, the Pro-Am. And I said, what's that? Oh, you idiot. And so he ended up giving me golf clubs and getting me into the game, which I'm so grateful for, because right now, if he had given me a bowling ball, I'd be going, thanks, Jack. Not any good in a quarantine.
That's right. So you're performing with Jack Lemmon. He seems to like you. You're a young guy at this stage, and he's obviously a legend, an idol, an icon. And he says, I'm going to get you into golf.
Well, pretty much. He said, I got a set of clubs, and you can have them.
Wow.
And then we wrapped it. So, Jack, how about those clubs? All right. They had his name on them. So he gave them to me. And then he would threaten to call wherever I was playing and report his clubs as having been stolen. He's a guy with black eyebrows, and he's got my clubs. But he was like a father to me. I love him.
Mate, that's fantastic.
Thanks,
awesome.
Man.
All right, see you, mate. Bye.
Holy well.
Cow.
Funny.
Woo,
funny.
Brad. How about his memory?
Yeah, man, unbelievable. Kidding.
How about his memory? And how about his impersonation of Jack Lemmon?
Peter,
now back to my message. Peter, if you are listening, you bring your Jack Lemmon golf clubs out to Westchester, and you and I will go out and play, and I'll maintain the 6 feet distance. Don't worry about it.
And how many songs will you let him sing in the CBS FM studios?
We got to get him back on.
He's great.
I feel terrible. I forgot.
He's really great.
He was on the radio with us. Oh, my God. And Patty, you didn't even mention it when we introduced him.
What?
I brought Brad in that we knew him before.
Oh, well, you know, I didn't really embarrass you.
Scott, it was 2005.
I should be able to remember 2005, Brad. 747.
He remembers 1975.
And Peter,
Patty forgot where her phone was. It was stuck in a freezer. Come on, Scott.
Okay, wait a minute.
We got a mess here. Thank you, Brad. Great job.
Bye. And, see you, Patty. See you, Scott.
Bye.
And Peter, I'll see you soon on the golf course. We're going to get out there, buddy. I'll make it up to you, I promise.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.